Welcome to Ed Show number 138. And for getting the last month's news around DevOps, you can go to aka.ms/DevOps News. Today, we are going to talk about Docker Machine, and I'm joined by Amit. Welcome Hi. To the Ed Show.
Hello.
Yeah. So what do you do here at Microsoft?
So I'm a software engineer in Azure Linux team. Mm-hmm. So past 3 months, we've been contributing to Docker, getting things working for Windows.
Okay.
That's what I mean.
Okay. Yep. Very cool. So maybe we should do a quick, we had this really recent announcement around Docker Machine.
Can you
give a brief intro? What's Docker Machine? How does that at all relate to anything Microsoft?
Yeah, sure. Docker Machine is a small and very nice tool created by Docker. It helps you create Docker-ready VMs in your machine, mm-hmm. on your cloud account, or in your data center. So using Docker Machine, you can just run one simple command and get Docker-ready VMs on cloud on your development machine. So this really helps a great deal to get started with Docker, as well as deploying, you know, workloads. Deploying your workloads to cloud is much easier with Docker Machine. So as Microsoft, we have this Azure driver, and the Azure driver of the Docker Machine helps us creating Azure VMs on the cloud with Docker Machine very easily.
Okay, cool. Well, I'd love to see it in action. Why don't we get going here?
Yeah, sure. So I'm on my mic right here, and so this is the GitHub repository of Docker Machine. If I click on this link, there is this documentation they have. So in order to get the Docker Machine, you need to click on releases. It will take you to this tab right here, and if you scroll down, you'll see that there are some Windows, Linux, and Mac binaries here. By the way, so the Docker Machine is like, as you can see, it's like pre-release. It's beta like
0.1.0.
Definitely.
That's right.
Just be cautious.
Yep.
So what we're going to do is we're just going to follow the instructions in the documentation they have. So if you scroll down right here, we have the drivers, we have different cloud providers and virtualization software here. So we're going to click on Microsoft Azure. So what we're going to do is here, we are going to create the Azure VM using Docker Machine in our account. So there is this Azure driver developed by MS OpenTech. Mm-hmm. Jeff Mendoza in MS OpenTech, he helped a great deal here. So he created this driver. So as a first step, we're just going to copy-paste the commands I have here. These are basically creating a power key, public key and private key on my machine. And you know, I'm just going to use the defaults right here. And I'm going to just copy-paste the other commands. So this is for managing the subscription I have on Azure.
The second one is really just to export for your own kind of best practice. So you don't necessarily need that one, maybe? Or
This is for Windows. This is creating the PFX private key as PFX. This is while you're using the machine on Windows. So when I'm on Mac, the PEM is just fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
So I'm going to go back to the Azure portal. I will upload this certificate right here. I'm going to choose this serve file, and this should be ready to go within a minute or so. So meanwhile, while that's going on, I have this Docker Machine command here. So if you just run it, you can see the help message right here. You know, it has several subcommands like create, ls, just to, you know, add or remove the new machines. What we're going to do is we're just going to run the Docker Machine create command. So if you just run this one, it will show you some help message right here. Like you can see the Azure parameters right here. But just to get started with Azure, we're going to stick with the tutorial. So the tutorial says, OK, Docker Machine create, the driver is Azure. Here's my subscription ID, and here's my certificate. And I'm going to choose a very unique name, which is like my cloud service name in this case. We're not going to run this right away. So I'm going to call it Docker Machine Demo. And my subscription ID is, I'm going to copy that from the management portal. So if I go back to the settings, this is my subscription ID right here. So oops, the demo already exists. I'm going to call it Demo 2. So right now, what it's doing is it started to create the Azure virtual machine. So if I go to my virtual machines tab right here, and if I refresh, I'll see the machine coming up. So this is going to take a while, like probably somewhere around a few minutes.
Do you want to go back to the command for a second?
Yeah, sure.
So just, I think we should just clarify, I know you kind of hit it real quick, but you know, that last name is the cloud service, which has to be unique inside of Microsoft Azure.
That's
and
right.
So that's what you hit there. It was just that there was that name already, and because that cloud service has the public IP and the way for the public to connect up to it, you had to rename a one that wasn't already used, and so that's what ran there. So
that's
cool.
Right. Okay. So right now, you know, it probably just created the machine and it is just waiting for machine to come up. It's waiting for SSH. You know, if I go to the portal, I can see that the demo 2 machine is, you know, it's coming up.
Yeah. So what is actually going on now? So can we maybe take a look at that virtual machine you created earlier using the same command, just so we can kind of see what is on that machine, what's running there?
So inside this machine, actually, the Docker machine command just connects to the machine, runs a bunch of commands using SSH, and it just gets the environment ready for Docker.
Okay.
It is pulling down the Docker binaries, it is setting up the certificates, and it is starting the Docker daemon for you. So it is a machine like the machine. After that point, the machine is just ready to use, and you can just talk to the machine using Docker.
Okay.
And you know, after that point, you don't actually need to SSH into the host machine or anything. In this case, we are using an Ubuntu image, and you don't really need to worry about that, because Docker is like the operating system you are talking to here, and you don't really care what's running on the machine.
Okay, so what size instance is the VM, and what's the base operating system that we chose to run with Docker machine for now?
While that's going on, we can. So the way to see the defaults is, you can run the Docker machine command and Docker machine create command, and here you will see that like the default Azure image is Ubuntu 14.04, and like you can see the default location. All these are configurable. You can configure the Docker port you want to expose. You can see the VM size, which is in this case small. You can provide alternatively a publish settings file instead of creating the certs, doing that sort of stuff. All this is available in the documentation we have.
Okay.
So if you want,
so you did the simple version of the command line, taking all the defaults, which is if you don't specify anything, you've got Ubuntu 14.04. You're going to go into the West US data center, and you're going to have a small size VM the standard Docker port.
Yes, that's right. Yep.
Okay.
So that is probably still going on.
All right. So while that's going, we're going to just do the magic of time editing here and wait for that VM to be provisioned, and then we'll come back once that Docker machine here is able to go ahead and connect up.
Okay, so we have the virtual machine created on Azure. So if we go to the portal, we can see that the demo 2 machine is running right here. And so the Docker machine output is saying that, okay, if you run this command in your shell, I will set up the environment for you. I'll just copy this command and I will paste it on my shell. So at this point, if I run Docker machine ls, I can see that I have this several virtual machines here, you know, I created before. We'll be using the demo 2, that is the active one. You can see the star next to it. So if I run, for example, Docker info, I can see, you know, the information about that machine right now. And if I say, for example, Docker run busybox shell, so it will pull the image on that VM I just created, and I will be able to create Linux containers on Azure right now very fast. So what Docker machine helped here is, you know, it just made it that simple to create VMs on the fly, and I can just get going with the Docker right away.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, we're at you know, three command line options, and there you have it. You've got a Docker a Docker host and Docker containers, and you're up and running. So,
and the best part is, like, I can create as many VMs as I want. I mean, I can scale out. I can do whatever I want. I mean, right here, I have the busybox shell. So if I run some commands like ls, you can see that I'm on Linux right now. So I can create other sort of containers like web servers, ASP.NET 5 containers.
You got Docker running.
Yeah.
So
that's right.
Awesome. Okay, so what about the Windows world? What else is there? And we've kind of showed the Mac flavor here.
That's right. So the Docker machine is still in beta, as we said before. We are still trying to get it up and running rock solid on Windows. And once we do that, we will be able to create Docker machine you'll be able to create Docker instances using Docker Machine from Windows. Mm-hmm. And we said that in some blog posts we announced a while ago, we're working on a Docker client for Windows. That means like a Docker EXE you'll be running on Windows. And
yeah, the next version of Windows.
Yeah, well, not necessarily. I mean, it is going to run on Windows 8, Windows 10, doesn't really matter. It's just the client. It's not the container engine. So
This
is just a Docker client. So once you have it on Windows, you'll be able to control your Docker hosts running Linux from your Windows machine. We're still working on it. That's probably out in Docker 1.6, which is, I believe, sometime around mid-April.
Okay.
So once that's out, we'll be releasing that. So actually, I can switch to my Windows machine right here and show what's going on with that. And I have the Docker exe command right here. And I just created a Docker instance on my VirtualBox before. So I will be talking to that VirtualBox instance here. So if I run commands like Docker PS, I'll see what's going on in there. If I say, you know, Docker run, or you know, I can just start some container like Nginx.
There you
go. I can see it is running.
Yeah, it's running. So yeah,
this is a fully functional Docker client. We are planning to ship this, as I said, next month.
Okay.
That's when folks can go ahead and pick this up.
For your time and for showing us some cool stuff.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome. Thanks for having me here. Yeah. Actually, folks who are watching this, they should probably just go ahead and give that try to Docker Machine, report us the bugs. You know, we're still working on it, and if you just open a GitHub issue, we'll be responding to that, and we'll be happy to see the feedback from you guys. Just go ahead and create some Docker Machines.
Awesome. All right, thanks. Thanks again for watching the Edge Show, and a friendly reminder again, if you want to check out the news for DevOps from Microsoft in the past month, go to aka.ms/DevOps News. And if you have any comments or questions on this previous interview, please do comment below here on the Channel 9 post. And if there's other topics you would like to hear from us on the Edge Show, please feel free to tweet us at TNEdge or hit us up on Facebook on the Channel 9 Edge Show. Thanks.